This is 88.5 KCSN here in Los Angeles. My name's Mookie, the music director here, and today we are joined by Jeremy Messersmith. How are you, my friend?
I am doing real well, thanks.
Not a whole lot of gear up in the studio today, huh? It's just you and the the trusty ukulele?
Yeah, it's about as bare as it gets, I think. Yeah, a man and his ukulele. Yeah.
This record is exactly what we needed. Not just for the radio station, but I feel like the community of artists that we serve, and we can't wait to hear some new music from it. Do you mind ripping into a song right off the bat, and then we'll talk about the record and all this fabulous stuff you've been doing as of late?
Let's do it.
All right. What do you want to play first?
Well, let's do the first track from the new record. Here we go. Gotta say the future's awesome. Everything is A-okay. All the work is done by robots, and every day is Saturday. Future people all have jetpacks, and fly around in flying cars. There's so much that I could tell you, but the coolest part by far. Everybody gets a kitten, a new one every single day. Everybody gets a kitten. You can name if you want, or you can give it away. There is no disease or hunger. There's zero poverty or war. Life is just a giant party, and no one here is ever bored. And all the factories burn rainbows, and you can buy a house on Mars. There's so much that I could tell you, but the coolest part by far. Everybody gets a kitten, a new one every single day. Everybody gets a kitten, you can name if you want or not. Everybody gets a kitten, a new one every single day. Everybody gets a kitten. You can name if you want, or you can give it away.
Amazing. You can't help but smile when you hear some of these new songs. This is Jeremy Messersmith live on the air. We are 88.5 KCSN. Last time I caught up with you, I think it was like 3 years ago, right around the release of the Heart Murmurs record. Would you say that this new album is vastly different from that?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of have built my career on writing down-tempo moper kind of heartbreaky songs. So this is, this is markedly different.
Yeah, I think I remember you saying that. That was might have been the Jeremy Messersmith heart or breakup record, the that last one.
Yeah, and this is. Everybody get together, you know, love one another right now, kind of a record.
The name of the record is 11 Obscenely Optimistic Songs for the Ukulele, a micro folk record for the 21st century and beyond. Where did you come up with this concept?
Well, it was kind of after the election. I was in a bit of a funk, and so I did what any, you know, a Minnesotan does. When you're in a funk, you go lock yourself in a cabin in the middle of winter for a couple weeks, and you just sit there with your guitar, or in this case, a ukulele, and you write songs. And I really hated the idea that the news was going to be really, really negative for kind of a long period of time. And I realized that, you know, kind of the first step to having like a better like world that we can all live in and share together is to be able to imagine a better world. And I felt like my imagination was under assault, like it was constantly being occupied with kind of, you know, horrific news. Mm-hmm. And so I thought for myself, like, I think I need a musical happy place to go to, you know? And so I tried to just write really, really simple, stripped down, the barest naked songs I could write about basic human values, the things that, bind a society together. And flying cars and kittens.
Right, and you physically, I guess, relocated to some place just outside of Minneapolis, and you cranked these songs out real quickly, huh?
Yeah, I wrote all of them in about 2 weeks once I kind of realized what I wanted to do. And I had the title kind of arrive. I knew I wanted to write something on ukulele, which is the most popular instrument in the world. You know, it's a true folk instrument. Once I had the title for it, it was the most fun I've ever had writing. It was just, you know, giving myself the freedom to be ridiculous and to not care like what anybody thought of it was like, mm-hmm. It was just intoxicating. It was powerful. And, you know, it felt like I was just kind of in a creative flow. It's just fantastic.
Well, along with this record, there's what you've been calling a micro tour. Mm-hmm. There's this the songbook that I'm holding in my hand right now. I do want to touch on that just a little bit, but can we get another song out of you?
Sure can. Speaking of touring, this is one called There Is Nowhere We Won't Go. There is nowhere we won't go, no mountain high, no valley low. We won't stop, oh no, 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 there is nowhere we won't go. There is nowhere we won't go for peace and love and rock and roll. We won't stop, oh no, 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 there is nowhere we won't go. Climbing all the tallest trees, soaring on a summer breeze, underneath the ocean blue, jumping, dancing on the moon. There is nowhere we won't go, no mountain high, no valley low. We won't stop, oh no, no, no. There is nowhere we won't go. There is nowhere we won't go for peace and love and rock and roll. We won't stop, oh no, no, no. There is nowhere we won't go. High above the northern lights, past the shining satellites, stars that we have never seen, far beyond our wildest dreams. There is nowhere we won't go, no mountain high, no valley low. We won't stop, oh no, no, no. There is nowhere we won't go. There is nowhere we won't go for peace and love and rock and roll. We won't stop, oh no, no, no. There is nowhere we won't go.
That's right. This is Jeremy Messersmith live on 88.5 KCSN. Just a wonderful bunch of songs here on this new record. You said that these songs are, a lot of them are less than 2 minutes. It's kind of punk rocky, right?
Yeah, I think so. For me, this is a... this is the most punk rock record I will ever make.
On a bright ukulele.
Yeah, just the instrumentation is slightly different. And the, you know, whereas punk songs would maybe, they would frame the issues in kind of like a negative or kind of like a punk way. I'm singing about the same things. I'm just framing it in a positive way.
I think that's exactly what we need these days. Yeah. You've been on this micro tour, and it looks like you've really embraced social media. Facebook Live is something that you've been doing for a little bit now.
Yeah.
Where have you posted up, and where have you shot some of these great videos?
Oh, well, this is the very first tour I've ever been on where I designed it all just to amuse myself. So I just thought, where do I actually want to go? Uh-huh. And I started in Minneapolis and crisscrossed down the Mississippi, down to New Orleans, hung out there for a little while, then over to Atlanta, up to New York, through the Midwest. And I just picked locations that I thought were beautiful or just places I thought were wonderful. Public spaces where people could gather, bring ukulele, bring some snacks, bring a blanket, and we'd all sing together. I played in like a lot of beautiful parks all throughout the South and Midwest. I played in Central Park in Manhattan. Mm-hmm. I played at the Moon Tree in Philadelphia. I played at the Warner Casey Abandoned Observatory in Cleveland. I played just a ton of really cool spots that were just really fun to visit.
Not only that, these pop-up shows, you've kind of attached yourself to various charities. What are some of the charities that you've been raising money for, and how'd you pick them?
Sure. I'm not exactly sure how I pick. Sometimes I'll ask somebody in the crowd if they have a favorite one. So we've donated to some local food banks. One of my favorites is Against Malaria. Also Doctors Without Borders. We've also raised some money for Planned Parenthood, for the ACLU, and a bunch of other organizations as well. I think our total from that the first stop of the micro tour was, I think, around $4,000 just in Facebook tips, people watching the live streams and
that's great.
Hitting the digital tip jar.
That's great. Again, Jeremy Messersmith live in studio. The name of the record, and I have to read it because, frankly, it's a mouthful.
It's ridiculous. It's longer than some of the songs, actually.
11 obscenely optimistic songs for the ukulele, a micro folk record for the 21st century and beyond. I'm holding the songbook in my hand right now. Now, you made this available before the record was even out to the general public, right?
I did, yeah.
Right, and there's a bunch of covers, and a lot of your fan base have posted some videos of, I guess, their interpretation of some of these songs.
Yeah, yeah, they have. I really wanted people to hear the songs for the first time with their own voices, because I think people singing is like a really powerful thing. And like when you actually sing something, it kind of just, you incorporate it into like your musical DNA, like forever. So I just thought it would be a really fun idea and help the songs kind of stick with people and be the kind of songs that, you know, you sing to your kids someday. And, you know.
Is it incredibly gratifying to see a fan out there play these ukulele songs in their own way and have that posted on YouTube?
It's really exciting and really fun, you know, especially when they play it a lot better than I do. Yeah. No. I'm like, oh, I'll be out of a job here.
I wouldn't say that. There's songs on this new record like Everybody Gets a Kitten, Love, Sweet Love, Everything is Magical. It's like a breath of fresh air, and we appreciate you being here so much.
Oh, thank you for having me. And I'm going to confess one thing. Mm-hmm. Part of the reason why it has an obscenely long title like mm-hmm. that is just because I imagined radio people stumbling over it trying to say all of it. So thank you for enunciating it like super clearly. And
did I do okay?
You did awesome. You've passed.
Fair enough. Where can people find you on social media?
Oh, you can find me. I'm on Twitter at J Messersmith. I'm on Instagram as Jeremy Messersmith, and Facebook I think is just Jeremy Messersmith Music. And then I have a website too. Just, you guessed it. JeremyMessersmith.com.
Okay, yeah. .com. Yeah. Can we get another obscenely optimistic song out of you today?
Yeah, this is called Everything is Magical.
Cool.
I don't care for fireworks, so-called finer things. I don't need a fancy car, diamond rings. Just give me a rainy day with nothing much to do, 'cause everything is magical whenever I'm with you. Anywhere is paradise, anytime is right. Every song a symphony, pure delight. All it takes is you and me sitting in my room, 'cause everything is magical whenever I'm with you.
Brilliant. That's Jeremy Messersmith, another obscenely optimistic song on the ukulele there. Now, you brought something else that, you know, which is kind of unique. What do you call that thing?
Well, I don't really know if it has a formal name, but it's just an acoustic megaphone.
Right.
That's all this is. And doing these pop-up shows, I'm usually outside, outdoors, and, you know, I'm really too lazy to bring any kind of a PA, like a serious PA, and this just helps my voice project a little bit.
So you'll perform all of these songs with this makeshift megaphone?
It depends. If there's a lot of people, yeah, I'll use all of that, but... sometimes I'll just put it on for a song or two, see if anybody can hear me with or without it, and then give it a try.
I think that's very cool. It's attached to your neck. Like, normally it looks like a Bob Dylan style harmonica would be on there, but no, you've got something else.
Yes, no, I think that's the approved use for it, is for a harmonica. But in this case, I've attached a really old megaphone. Yeah.
All right, maybe one more song out of you. And is there anything to mention to the general public who might not be familiar with the music of Jeremy Messersmith yet?
Oh, I don't think I have like a direct message for them other than, you know, if you dig it, check it out. Yeah, that's really about all. If you don't dig it, then, you know, just go on with your life.
I guess there are other options, but yeah, why would you need another option?
There's plenty of other great music to listen to. Yeah,
you know, this is a completely optimistic record for the 21st century and beyond, my friend. All right, what do you want to play next?
Well, I'd like to, if this is my final song, I think I'd like to do the, you may have noticed that 11 Obscenely Optimistic Songs for Ukulele only has 10 tracks on it.
Oh, no kidding.
And that's because I like the idea of the title itself being obscenely optimistic. But also because there is an 11th song, but I only play it live. So I'm going to give you an exclusive non-on-the-record song. And this song needs a little bit of a disclaimer, and that is this. This is not a call to physical violence of any kind. It's a repudiation of a horrific ideology. So here we go.
Here we go.
They may dress like they're models, they might have fresh haircuts, but they're still genocidal and insane. You don't take them to dinner, no, you don't buy them lunch. When you see a Nazi, punch them in the face. In the face, in the face. There's no better place. In the face, in the face. When you see a Nazi, punch them in the face.
All right. You said hold all the applause till the end. I did. I waited till the end. Jeremy Messersmith live in studio on listener-supported radio. We are 88.5 KCSN. If you haven't signed up to be a member quite yet, please do so through kcsn.org. Thank you for your contributions to the musical community, my friend.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
And we'll see you real soon.
Sounds good.